This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Back to business.
I'm excited about it.
We are thrilled.
Order to halt immigration.
President Trump tweeted this surprise announcement.
Oil below zero.
It'll be a long slog back to higher prices.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. Even though there are warnings it may be happening too soon, some states are taking action to partially reopen. It comes with the economy on the ropes as doctors and nurses fight on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic. Retail stores reopened yesterday in South Carolina. So did parks in Texas. Here's CBS's David Begnaud.
In Indiana, elective medical procedures will resume immediately. In the state of Georgia, which has more than 19,000 coronavirus cases, businesses like fitness centers and hair salons can start opening this Friday. Next week, it'll be dine-in restaurants and movie theaters.
We will get Georgians back to work safely without undermining the progress that we all have made.
Despite what the governor is saying, the mayor of Atlanta is imploring people to stay at home.
Our numbers are going up, and I am concerned as a mother and as the mayor of our capital city.
I would like to get out and live a normal life.
Clay Bentley of Rome, Georgia, who recovered from COVID-19, supports Governor Brian Kemp in starting to return things to normal.
We have to adapt. We can't just hide in a hole. It's time to get back out in the world.
There's a new study involving antibodies, which suggests the virus may have been far more widespread in the nation's most populated county. California researchers say adult COVID-19 cases in Los Angeles County could have been as high as 442,000 back in early April. That would be up to 55 times higher than the confirmed cases at that time.
That is a crazy number. So what it implies is we're not doing enough testing.
CBS News medical contributor, Dr. David Agus.
Every location needs to have data like this. And this is one of the underpinnings of making a decision. If you're a governor, do we let people out of the stay-at-home rules?
Boeing is putting 27,000 people back to work this week, building passenger jets in the Seattle area. North Dakota's largest manufacturer, a farm equipment maker, has reopened its three factories for 2,200 workers. In a tweet, President Trump cited the virus and the need to protect jobs as he plans to temporarily suspend immigration into the U.S. CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
CBS News has learned that the administration has been working on executive action for several weeks. Sources say it won't be a blanket ban and will have some exceptions and nuances, all designed to avoid nationwide injunctions in the court system. Now, travel and immigration have already been restricted due to the coronavirus. On March 20th, the administration effectively halted new visa applications. And President Trump has repeatedly praised his decision to ban travel from China and Europe, and both the northern and southern border have been closed to all non-essential travel. Several big questions are still looming this morning, like how is this going to impact green card holders? How long is the ban going to last? And whether the president even has the constitutional authority to carry it out.
And about a new rescue bill still being finalized in Washington, there's word it will likely include $310 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program, $60 billion for rural and minority-led businesses, $75 billion for hospitals, and $25 billion for COVID testing. Health experts do warn there is not enough widespread testing now, and that could be a factor if the problem persists and the virus rebounds again in the summer or fall. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Governors of both parties say their states lack the supplies needed to conduct wide-scale testing. Maryland's Republican governor just secured kits for 500,000 tests from South Korea. But President Trump said Larry Hogan didn't need to do that.
No, I don't think he needed to go to South Korea. I think he needed to get a little knowledge would have been helpful.
Mr. Trump and his aides claim Hogan was unaware that the federal labs in Maryland would offer assistance. Hogan says he certainly knew of the federal labs in his state, and he adds he's been desperately trying to get their help.
Overseas in London, CBS's Vicky Barker says the pandemic has forced a historic change for the British Parliament.
Because social distancing rules mean British lawmakers will have to sit 6 feet apart.
Only up to 50 will actually physically be in the chamber at any one time.
Journalist Caroline Wheeler says several big screens have been set up so the rest can attend via Zoom. It's the first time in Parliament's 700-year history that lawmakers have been allowed to attend in absentia.
Queen Elizabeth is celebrating her 94th birthday today, quietly at Windsor Castle. Because of the pandemic, Germany's famed Oktoberfest has been canceled for the first time since World War II. A Bavarian official says it's too dangerous to hold as long as there is no vaccine. There are questions this morning about the health and well-being of one of the world's unpredictable dictators, North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
I'm Alex Jensen in Seoul. The government here has responded to reports that Chairman Kim's in a serious condition by insisting it hasn't picked up on any unusual signs in North Korea. Claims started to emerge that Kim had undergone surgery. The 36-year-old is a known chain smoker with a previous history of health concerns that took him out of the public spotlight for weeks in 2014.
South Korea said today it plans to launch its delayed pro baseball season May 5th with no fans allowed in person. Here in this country, two people have filed suit in Los Angeles asking for hundreds of dollars back for baseball tickets they bought prior to the season, which has yet to begin. The suit names Major League Baseball, all 30 teams, Ticketmaster, StubHub, and others. Well, the virus pandemic has infected the oil industry like few could have imagined a few weeks ago. The price of crude fell below zero for the first time as storage capacity runs close to full with demand so low.
We're actually using about as much gasoline as we used in March 1968.
Industry analyst Tom Closa.
These are unprecedented price moves, but it'll be a long slog back to higher prices, and it'll be bad news for most people in the shale-producing regions of the United States.
At least three people are dead after suspected tornadoes rolled through parts of the Deep South late Sunday and early yesterday. A man in Alabama died when his mobile home flipped over. The other fatalities were in Mississippi and Georgia. One of Broadway's leading men who has recovered from the virus has found a new role to lift spirits every evening in the midst of a pandemic. Here's CBS's Jim Axelrod.
While COVID has turned out the lights on Broadway, it hasn't completely shut things down. Not if you head 50 blocks north to Broadway legend Brian Stokes Mitchell's neighborhood. There, each night, he leans out of his window and belts out one of his best to a mask-wearing, socially distancing audience.
This is my quest.
And New Yorkers are just lucky. He doesn't simply want to say thanks. He wants to sing.
At one healthcare worker and first responder.
Jim Axelrod, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.